It's Thursday, July 10th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A search underway for a missing man in Rusk County. The driver killed in a three-pickup crash near Luck has been named. A former Navy SEAL announces he is running for governor as a Republican. And it's rodeo time in Spooner. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A missing person search underway in Rusk County. The sheriff's office said 35-year-old Seth Miller was last seen on Sunday afternoon. His vehicle was found at the intersection of Deerhammer Road and Sentinel Ash Road northwest of Bruce. Authorities are checking the area on foot and with a drone to locate him and check his well-being. Residents in the area are asked to check their property and any outbuildings. There's no risk to the public. If anyone sees Miller, contact the Rusk County Sheriff's Office at 715-532-2200. The name has been released of the driver killed in a multi-vehicle crash south of Luck on Sunday afternoon. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the driver was 63-year-old Daniel McGlinch of rural Luck. McGlinch was driving north on Highway 35 and slowed to turn left onto 240th Avenue just after 1:15 p.m. Sunday. He was rear-ended by a Chevy Silverado, which sent his pickup into the oncoming lane and was struck by a Dodge Ram. Culvert replacement and road work continues in the town of Bashaw in Washburn County. The Highway Department said County Highway B is open from Sawyer Creek Road to the west. Culvert repairs continue on County Highway B east of Sawyer Creek Road, and this section is closed but will be open by July 15th. Hector Dam Road north of Brook Drive and Cato Road west of Sunset Drive will be closed through July 24th. Road repairs will begin on those culverts after the Highway B section is repaired. A Wisconsin businessman says he is running for governor. Bob Haig tells us more.
56-year-old Bill Berrien announcing his candidacy in a video.
Wisconsin is the best of America. We build things. We grow things. We work with our hands. President Trump is taking back Washington for the American people. Now it's time to take back our state. I'm Bill Berrien, and I'm running for governor.
Berrien, who's never run for office previously, is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Josh Showman as the only announced Republican candidate so far, as 73-year-old Governor Tony Evers has yet to announce if he'll seek a third term. Other potential Republican candidates include Madison businessman and former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Covey and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers is disputing claims from Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden that the congressman helped secure Medicaid funding for Wisconsin. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Van Orden made those claims after he voted for President Trump's tax cut and spending bill, which slashed Medicaid funding for the states. The congressman said he urged the governor to pass the state budget before the tax bill was signed in order to keep the state's funding before it was cut. But the governor says Van Orden was never in contact with him during negotiations that were already underway and simply sent a letter to his office just before the bills were signed. The Trump bill cuts a total of $1 trillion from Medicaid by 2034. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is sending a task force to assist in search efforts in Texas. Sean Maloney has the details.
Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force will be helping in search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members, as well as three canines, left Tuesday and brought specialized equipment, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel says the task force brings together individuals from across the state who have specialized training and capabilities. The most recent numbers have the death toll at 119, with 173 people still missing. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spooner is buzzing with cowboys and cowgirls from around the nation. Amber Gonski tells us more.
The Heart of the North Spooner Rodeo opens tonight, celebrating their 71st, with three nights of performances filled with entertainment and competition. Ann Leckler from the Rodeo Committee.
We have to give a shout out to Dick Fankhauser. He was our leader for so many years, and he brought this rodeo so far forward. Bob Lemoyne is our new rodeo chairman, and he is doing a great job leading this rodeo forward. We are the only ones in the United States who have had the same stock contractor for 71 years. That is unique. That doesn't happen. The original Bob Barnes was the one that started it, and now Marty is following it through.
The rodeo will go on rain or shine, and tickets are non-refundable. Advance tickets are advised and can be purchased online at SpoonerRodeo.com or by calling 1-800-367-3306. Follow their Facebook page for the latest information. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.